T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The baseball playoffs are underway, and we're joined by MLB Network host Robert Flores. MLB Network will exclusively air tomorrow's Game 1 featuring the Braves and Dodgers of the NLDS at 8:30 Eastern, and Sunday's Game 3 featuring the Brewers and Rockies at 4:30. I know the TV network's not thrilled with Brewers and Rockies, but what can you do? Plus, you can watch Robert on MLB Network's MLB Tonight throughout the postseason. Robert, how you doing? Thanks for joining us. What's going on?
Hey, doing great. Hey, we're thrilled to have both of those teams. What are you talking about?
Well, he's a Cubs fan. He's just salty.
No, I'm a baseball diehard, and I appreciate those teams, especially the Brewers. They're a really fun team to watch. But those are not the most popular markets in terms of TV ratings.
Well, I think it's just about, you know, like we saw yesterday. I mean, granted, there was only, you know, for a while it was 1-0, but I mean, there is really nothing like postseason baseball, because every pitch you feel like,
no doubt,
in most of the cases can be the difference in the team that you're rooting for or rooting against winning or losing the game. So I love it. I think it's great theater. It's compelling. And we got off to a great start last night.
No doubt. And Robert, you know, I don't know which broadcast you watched, but ESPN2 had a Statcast broadcast, which I really liked. And I would love to see. MLB Network has a ton of great analytics guys there as well as an amazing selection of analysts and play by play guys. So I would love to see MLB Network. You guys do that, but I would love to see kind of that broadcast too. Wouldn't that? Did you enjoy that? I don't know if you watched it, but.
Yeah, I was flipping back and forth between the two different broadcasts. I really enjoy Mike Petriello,
yeah,
and Eduardo Perez. I mean, they really are good stuff. But I'm familiar with Mike's work a lot, just because he's a frequent guest of the different shows that we have at MLB Network. So I think it was smart, you know, give people a chance to, if they wanted the more traditional broadcast, go that route. If you really want to dig deep into the numbers, you got that. And you're right. We've done that that type of broadcast a couple of times. So yeah. I think we do it a couple of times throughout the year. So I think it's a great sort of alternative for people that really want to dig into the data.
Hey Robert, as we move into the matchup here with the Indians and Astros on Friday, you know, it's a tough matchup for the Tribe. You know, the Astros. Mm-hmm. My partner thinks the winner of this series could win the World.
I think the winner of the series is winning the World
Series. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. I think it's going to go. It would not surprise me if it goes 5 games.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the Astros are, when you look at last year's World Series team to this year's team that will face Cleveland.
Yeah.
Their rotation is better and their bullpen is better. But offensively, this Astro team isn't as good as the one last year. They didn't hit as many home runs. They didn't score quite as many runs. But can the areas that they're better at, can they shore up in whatever deficiencies they might have offensively? For as far as Houston goes, I really think, you know, the more I think about it, I think the key to this series is Trevor Bauer.
Agreed.
What is he going to look like? What is he, what's he going to provide in those high leverage situations that Terry Francona says he wants to use him? I know Bauer is a polarizing figure. I like him, and this is, I'm an Astros fan, but I get a big kick out of him. The interactions he has on social media, he's a different cat. He goes about his business differently. But what I like about him is, he enjoys the moment, right? In pro wrestling, you have a bad guy or you have a heel.
Sure.
Trevor Bauer is that guy, and he relishes playing that role.
I totally agree, Robert. He's got me blocked on Twitter, so I'm missing some of his tweets. because I've criticized him in the past. But from the moment the Indians got him in a trade, I loved the trade. I thought it, and I what I love about him is it's so fashionable now to hate on baseball from certain people. We even have certain broadcasters around the game that are constantly complaining about the pitching or whatever. And Trevor Bauer just loves baseball, and not that he doesn't. You know, he was mad at the commissioner with all that, you know, the stuff with the Astros. I get it. But he likes just – I like the other day he was just having a conversation about who should win the NL Cy Young. Like, I like that. I like when my baseball players love baseball. That's good to me.
Yeah, he likes to – and you know what? I think he likes – he feeds off of that confrontation of he likes to stir things up. He feeds off of that, and I think he needs it to be successful. And – look, when he comes into, if he's going to pitch in game one or game two or whatever it is in Houston, he's going to get booed. And he's going to get booed probably the loudest of any Cleveland player that's going to be playing in this series. But he is a tremendous talent, and he has shown that he can handle that.
Yeah, I agree. Robert Flores with us from MLB Network. Robert, you know, if I'm a Red Sox fan, I don't think they want to admit it. I know they won a million games, and clearly they can win the World Series. But I am nervous because I don't trust any of my starting pitchers. And maybe that's unfair to say about Chris Sale. But the bottom line is he's always he hasn't pitched a lot in the postseason. He didn't pitch well last year. He struggled with injuries down the stretch. He's never pitched well in September in his career. It's always been his worst month. And Price you don't trust in the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Astros and Indians are teeming with pitchers you completely trust.
No, I think that you could make the argument can be made when you look at Chris Sale and going by what we saw in his most recent starts before the postseason, that save for Oakland, Boston's starting rotation is the one that leaves the most to be desired. Now, I will say that David Price in last year's playoff series against the Astros, I thought he pitched very well. It was out of the bullpen, but he was very, very good and he was effective. But he will tell you, and he has said it before, look, I'm going to be judged what I do in the postseason as a starter. And I might be judged ultimately by how I compete and how I fare against the New York Yankees, if the Yankees are fortunate enough to beat the Oakland A's tonight. So I think that there's a big question mark with David Price, but I think there's an even bigger question mark with Chris Sale because you don't know what you're going, you don't know what you're going to see. I mean, fastball average, I mean, he was throwing 91, 92, and he can talk about, well, my hips weren't firing or whatever, but you just read the body language, and he knew something wasn't right. Maybe rest will be the trick. Maybe some bullpen sessions will be what he needs to figure out if it was a mechanical flaw. But for me, that is sort of a overall landscape point of view. That's the biggest question going into the playoffs. What does Chris Sale look like?
Robert, do you think it matters that the Indians, you know, they've had this weak division, you know, they haven't played top competition all season long as they approach the playoffs against one of the better teams in baseball?
I don't think it matters a whole lot. I mean, look, when did they have the division clinched? June?
They've just been sleepwalking basically through the end of the season.
I think that you can look at it both ways, but I really believe this, that playoff baseball is determined by timely hitting, matchups, and your bullpen. And, you know, whether or not Cleveland won the division by 30 games or whatnot, I don't think that's going to matter whatsoever in this best of five series against the Astros.
Robert, last thing, in the National League, I think it's a total crapshoot. I mean, I think all four teams are completely flawed. Maybe I'm a little prisoner of the moment because they played so well down the stretch, but I like the Brewers. I think I'm making them the favorite. You know, on paper, their starting rotation doesn't look good, but they've pitched great. Their lineup is deadly right now. Their outfield, you can't get a hit in their outfield. I like the Brewers, but obviously it's a complete toss-up. Who you like in the National League?
I'm with you. I like the Brewers as well. The bullpen is nasty. Defensively, they're great. Offensively, they can mash. Christian Yelich is hitting everything. Lorenzo Cain is playing out of his mind right now, giving the Brewers just about everything and more, timely hits, good defense. Julis Chacin pitched very well in Chicago, save for, you know, serving up a home run to a very good hitter in Anthony Rizzo. I'm with you. I think that that they're a team that will represent the National League in the World Series. I have them beating the Dodgers in the League Championship Series. From a Dodger perspective, the only thing that concerns me is Kenley Jansen, right? He gave up those back-to-back homers. Now he had a huge lead, 5-0 lead, and I'm sure that affected how he approached those Rocky hitters. But you look at the velocity, you look at the location. He's a one-pitch pitcher, right?
That's right.
It's that cutter. And if that cutter isn't working, he's very, very hittable.
Robert, great stuff, man. We'll all be watching MLB Network again. Game one of the Braves-Dodgers on MLB Network tomorrow at 8:30. Game three, Brewers-Rockies at 4:30. And, of course, you can watch Robert on MLB Network's MLB Tonight throughout the postseason, which is a great, great show. Robert, thanks, man. We appreciate the time.
You got it. Do you want me to talk to Trevor Bauer about unblocking you?
Yeah, can you tell him? I mean, he thinks I hate him, and he thinks, you know, I'm rooting for the guy. I mean, I find like, him, I mean, he is a little like obnoxious, but.
You want him to unblock you, and then you tell me he's obnoxious.
Yeah, and you're not helping.
You're not helping the cause.
No, I'm not. Anyway, doesn't matter. You can block me or unblock me. I can live with it either way. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome, guys.
All right, thanks, Robert.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.